Hey everyone, welcome to episode 4 of Entrepreneurial Secrets. Let's cue the intro.
We live in pretty crazy times. And I'm not talking about a virus. I'm talking about a modern global economy that is shifting all around us. An expanding government that is printing money and unemployment numbers that have not been seen in modern history. But what does this mean for us? I see it as an opportunity. A calling to solve the problems around us. It is my philosophy that in life, we always have a choice. You can stay down or get back up. But when you choose to get back up, you're choosing the path less traveled. The path where failure and growth are required and progression is the only outcome. Look, I'm no expert and I'm definitely not your guru. But join me as I learn what it takes to be a change maker, a leader, a visionary. An entrepreneur. My name is Ryan Peterson, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Secrets. Hey everyone, today I want to talk about curiosity and really the power it has in our lives. So, I mean, think about this. The internet, you know, has been around for a little while now. It is not a new thing. It's not a novelty. But how often are we using it in our own lives to find answers to the questions we have, as well as to explore new skills? There's nothing I learned in school that is not on the internet, free for me to access. The most valuable things I learned in school was networking, connections, and how to learn. And to be honest, I think that's the hardest thing for people to learn is how to learn. We need to, in a sense, learn to love learning. And I hate when universities are pushing that narrative or that saying, you know, learn to love learning on students. Because really they're just saying, do my assignments and don't question me, just learn to love it. But that's not what I'm talking about today. I'm talking more about self-education because I truly believe in the power of self-education and finding answers on your own. I really hate when people have a question that, let's say, because this happens all the time. I'll be in an online Facebook forum, like group or something, and the group is about affiliate marketing, which I do for work. So I'm in a number of those groups, affiliate marketing groups, where I'm trying to help people, but also learn myself. You get someone that'll ask the most basic question. It doesn't even have to be a basic question, but a simple Google search will have solved their problem. They will find the answer in the top 3 ranked sites that pop up on Google will give them their answer. And so it's just crazy to me when people have these questions and they don't understand how to find the answer. And, you know, my wife hates it, but we'll be on a road trip and she will ask me a question or I'll ask her a question like, oh, I wonder about this. And we'll talk about it for a second. And then I'll say, oh, look it up, like Google it. Let's find out. And inevitably, you know, she'll give me this look like, oh, okay. And she is an angel. She has come a long way in understanding how I work and my little quirks and finicky personality where I'm a curious person by nature. I want to know the answer to a lot of things and I will find it. And she thinks it's funny. She'll ask me just random stuff about, you know, a certain crop that's growing in a field and how it works. And I don't know everything. I am not saying that whatsoever, but I'm able to find that answer. And because I've found so many answers in my life about the weirdest stuff, I have weird random knowledge that I just pull out. It's useless. 90% of it is useless. And the point of this podcast is not to tell you to Google useless information or just, you know, a whimsical, curious thought. The point that I'm getting at is that you can learn a new skill if you want. You can figure out how to solve the problems in your life. If your problem is that you are stuck at a job that you hate, Google it at the very least. And that will put you at least in the right direction. If you are looking to, you know, build your back deck, I guarantee there's a YouTube video out there that'll teach you how to build your new back patio. You know, those are things that can be taught, that can be learned. You know, I think we live in this information age where the only things that can't really be taught or learned by a simple Google search are
more spiritual in nature. I'm a very spiritual guy. You know, I'm a God-fearing man. And I think that your relationship with God is something that's very personal, very spiritual, and something that you can't just find on a simple Google search. That's something that takes a lot more pondering, a lot more self-study and self-reflection. But not trying to get religious here. So take the time to be curious. Curiosity leads to passion. Passion, I believe, leads to purpose. And so just really explore what it is you love. And don't feel bad if you don't know what it is, because believe me, I'm still figuring it out myself. But I'm taking my time to be curious and to explore this stuff. And hence, one of the reasons, again, for this podcast. So anyway, thank you for your time today. I really appreciate you making it this far in the podcast. If you have, rate the podcast, leave a review. I would love it. It really helps me to rank in iTunes as well as other places that you might be listening to your podcast, whether it's Spotify, Stitcher, or Google Podcast. Hey, wasn't that great? Thank you so much for listening. I hope you got something of value out of today's episode. I recently reached out to a number of marketing and sales experts to see what they were doing to be in the top 1% of entrepreneurs. Now, a lot of them got back to me and I was able to interview them and ask them what secrets and strategies they were using in their business. A lot of these entrepreneurs are doing 7 figures a year and really know their stuff. The responses I received were astonishing. In fact, they were so mind-blowing that I decided to turn my video interviews with them into a free virtual summit. If you want to watch the summit for free and learn what strategies the top 1% of entrepreneurs are using to market and sell their products, then head over to 1%summit.com. Again, that is 1%summit.com to get your free ticket to the virtual summit.